Bro.
Welcome back to another episode of the Bell Tolls with Big Cuz. This is your host, Big Cuz. In today's episode, we're going to be covering the family's favorite WrestleMania match. Now, we're not saying it's the greatest matches of all time. These are our five personal favorite matches from WrestleMania. Stay tuned and figure out what matches we chose. Alright, so before you actually listen to the body of the podcast today, I'm going to go ahead and admit I made an error when it comes to Yon Man's favorite WrestleMania match. I said WrestleMania 18 was live from Safeco Field in Seattle. I was wrong. It was live from the Sky Dome in Toronto, Ontario, Canada. So, that is on me. I own up to that. We all make mistakes. Enjoy it, though. Alrighty, now let's figure out the five matches that the members of the family have chosen. We're going to start off with Matty Ice, who said his all-time favorite WrestleMania match is none other than WrestleMania 27, Triple H versus The Undertaker. Now, I will say this, I'm a huge Undertaker fan. The build-up for this and the start of it was absolutely too legends making a moment. If you've not seen it, go back and watch the Raw from February, right before Mania. Taker enters the ring, Triple H enters the ring. Triple H looks at the WrestleMania sign, Taker laughs and shrugs him off, steps away, comes back, does the throat slash, Triple H steps back, says, "Suck it." That's what started their WrestleMania match. Nobody spoke a word. All it had to be was a look. Two legends set up their match just by a look. That's the type of feud those two gentlemen had. They didn't have to speak. Taker ends up winning on one of the coolest moments, I think, for an ending of a Taker match. He's got Hell's Gate applied. Triple H grabs that sledgehammer, raises it in the air, and then drops it. Taker wins via submission in Hell's Gate. He makes Triple H pass out. Next up, we have Steven, Mr. Straight Edge. He chose WrestleMania 36, a match that none of us knew what the hell to expect out of it. Yes, I'm talking about the Firefly Funhouse match. This against John Cena, Bray Wyatt versus John Cena. I think this was a makeup for WrestleMania 30 when Cena beat Wyatt when he was first coming into the company. I'll tell you this, if you've watched it, it's like an acid trip. It's trippy. You get heel John Cena turn into the Muscle Man. You get NWO Cena. You get the Muscle Man dance. I mean, you get everything. Sister Abigail. And ends up with Bray Wyatt pinning John Cena and then Bray Wyatt counting the pin for Bray Wyatt. Yeah. This was, you know, the year of COVID. The world was shut down. And they had to be creative. Boy, howdy, did they get creative. See what I did there. Next up, little cuz, my youngest brother, he chose a match from WrestleMania 38. Yes, just last year. I'm going to call him the godfather of jackass. Johnny Knoxville versus Sami Zayn. And I'm telling you, this match was entertaining. And that's what Little Cuz says. Entertaining kept me, you held me for every second, and I was thoroughly entertained. I mean, we even got a segment where Wee Man slams Sami Zayn a la Hogan and Andre. You get the giant hand. And, I mean, everybody's involved in this match. Everybody. It was like Jackass on Parade. It was amazing. I was thoroughly entertained. Now, Sami Zayn gets pinned by Johnny Knoxville when Knoxville traps him under this giant mouse trap. I mean, it was one of those matches like, well, I'm not entirely sure what I watched, but I loved every second of it. So thank you, little cuz. Now, Yon Man's choice, WrestleMania 18, Icon versus Icon. It was one of the loudest moments of a WrestleMania I have ever heard. I'm talking about none other than Hollywood Hulk Hogan versus the great one, The Rock. Safeco Field in Seattle. Now, this match was not the main event, even though it sure as damn well should have been, because the matches that followed, boy, they suffered heavily. We get a singles match of all things between Hulk Hogan and The Rock. And it was about 5 minutes of solid crowd eruption to start this match. Both men standing in the middle of the ring, looking around, just taking it all in, because that's the moment they created. It should have been the main event. Now The Rock does end up winning, and you get Hogan raising his hand and all this stuff. And if I'm correct, the NWO comes back and tries to attack The Rock, and Hogan helps The Rock fend them off. I could be correct, might be wrong, but somehow in the back of my head, that does ring true. But it's just one of those moments that, yes, NWO tries to come back. Scott Hall come out and attack Hogan. Rock makes a save. So I was correct. But, I mean, what a moment. Those two standing in the middle of the ring. And, of course, you get everybody's energy. Now, the final one is my choice, Big Cuzzes. I could easily go a couple. I could have gone the Boneyard match from 36. Thoroughly enjoyed that. I could have gone, even though I didn't watch it in person, Hogan Andre at WrestleMania 3, because that moment is what solidified sports entertainment. But I'm going to go with a match that, for me, is the best Undertaker WrestleMania match of all time. WrestleMania 28, the end of an era. Hell in a Cell. Triple H versus The Undertaker with Shawn Michaels as a special guest referee. This match is one of the biggest near falls during the streak that I ever witnessed. Shawn Michaels hits Sweet Chin Music to Taker. Triple H hits the Pedigree. And we get 1, 2, and about .99999 before Taker kicks out. Shawn's in the corner, head in his hands. Taker wins this match. And I said, the best Undertaker match of all time. And then at the end of the whole thing, we get that iconic image of Triple H, Taker, and HBK all hold each other up on the top of the ramp, and they turn and look at the crowd and just take it all in. Three iconic legends of the industry soaking in their moment. That's what these matches have done for each and every one of us. They weren't just technical matches. They weren't moments. They were matches that made us feel like we were watching them in the arena. They are moments that we can vividly picture now. That's what makes a favorite WrestleMania match. It doesn't have to be technical. It doesn't have to be special. It's the match that sticks out for you. And for the family and the five of us, these were the matches that did that for us. And remember, when the bell tolls, the match is over.